Hi, and welcome to the second set of projects from my Fall 2009 Podcasting Club. For this project, students were asked to create and record a brief narrative of 1 minute or less using the following six sound effects: a phone ringing, crickets chirping, a heartbeat, striking a match, engine vroom, and water splash. The effects could be used in any order and as many times as needed. However, all six had to be used and no other sound effects could be added. Our first example was created by Burton.
Ah, that's better. He lit a lamp. Hello? Hello? Would you like to be on our comedy show? Oh, yes, please.
Later at the show. Why did 789? Ah ha ha. Thanks, Mom. Why did the chicken cross the road? Boy, I'm sweating a lot.
Alright, well, better luck next time.
Our next example comes from Charlotte.
Wow, Johnny, it's pretty spooky out here.
Oh, come on, Jenny. It's not that bad. Plus, the lake is awesome. Cool it, Jenny. It's just my phone. Hello? Okay, that was a little weird. Probably just the wrong number.
If you say so. Ah! It's a guy with a chainsaw!
Let's get out of here! Jenny, help me get this boat into the water!
No thanks. I might break a nail. Wow, that was close.
This next project comes from Deja.
I looked at the caller ID on my phone. Although it was a salesperson, I picked up.
Hello?
Said a voice.
You have been chosen to complete a mission and save the world.
I listened to the directions and hopped in my car to start my task. I arrived in the forest, scared of what was going to happen next. I ran through the woods and found a pack of matches. Quickly, I put them into my waterproof pocket and cannonballs into the water. I swam down into the underwater city of Atlantis. I was greeted by the mysterious voice. Saved from the water, I struck a match and lit the lantern.
Your task is complete,
the man said, and then he disappeared.
Next up is an example from Josh.
Who is it?
It's me, Thorn.
Oh, shoot! Bob got in his car knowing he owed Thorn something. He knew the first place Thorn would be looking is his house. Aw, man, Thorn's right behind me. I better- Oh, shoot! Bob wasn't paying attention, and his tire got stuck in a muddy pothole. Bob got out of his car, knowing that Thorn would catch him eventually. Thorn got out of his car and glared at Bob. Thorn pulled out a match and lit it so he could see Bob's disappointed face.
Give it back to me.
Never! Bob tried to run away, but Thorn caught his jacket collar. When Thorn pulled on Bob's jacket pocket, a small toy cricket fell out of Bob's hand. Thorn picked up the toy cricket.
Yes! I finally have the cricket!
This next example comes from Ryan.
A comedian is waiting another chance to perform. Last time he performed, no one listened to him.
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Finally, he gets a call and is told that he needs to do a concert in 5 minutes. I can't get there in 5 minutes.
Well, you're going to have to.
He gets in the car. And drives. His heart beats. As he thinks of what to say, why did the chicken cross the road? No, I already used that one. He is halfway there when he lights a cigarette. Distracted, he crashes into a pond.
No.
The man survived. Luckily, the audience was not subjected to the man's horrible comedy.
And last but not least, our final project was created by Yusef.
What's up?
Shh, I'm trying to kill a cricket. Don't run over it.
Whoops.
Ah! He fell into the lake with a humongous... Suddenly, a match fell out of nowhere.
No! He was so young!
Well, who needs him anyway? What does he ever do for me? What's this? Hey, look, a match. I'm gonna play with it for a while. What's happening? Why do I feel so hot? Why can I actually see my bones? More importantly, why do I see my heart? Well, lesson learned, kids. Never play with matches ever again.
So that does it for the second set of project examples from the Fall 2009 Podcasting Club. It's clear that a lot of work and creativity went into them, and I think that the students did a great job. I hope you enjoyed listening.